I'm not very fast at typing figures.
And I've overloaded you?
No, it's all right.
No, no, it isn't. What would my father say if he knew I'd kept his secretary up half the night?
I hope he wouldn't know.
Miss. Margaret? What are you doing here?
Oh, just finishing up.
At 9:30?
I'm not very fast at typing figures.
And I've overloaded you?
No, it's all right.
No, no, it isn't. What would my father say if he knew I'd kept his secretary up half the night?
I hope he wouldn't know.
Miss Lake.
The lads call me Maggie.
Yes, I'll bet. Oh, I wish I was one of them. Looking after a horse or two, riding gallops up on the heath. Not just a boring accountant trying to sort out this mess.
You're not a boring accountant.
Thanks.
And it's not a mess, is it?
Well, it shouldn't be. With several £1,000,000 worth of bloodstock out there in the yard. But I don't know, what with the price of everything and trainer's fees still lagging, there's going to be a cash shortage.
Bad.
Unless I can shake things up a bit.
You told your father?
Not much. Well, not in his state. Anyway, I need a free hand. You have been a lot of help. Somebody to lean on.
Go on leaning.
Home, Maggie. See you in the morning.
Okay.
Oh, could you just tell me where the farrier's invoice file is?
Here we are.
Good, thanks. It's all right. I'll clear up when I've finished.
Oh, how late do you work?
Well, I've already had a week here. I've only got a few more days. Client waiting for me in Kent. And I want to leave things shipshape here for Mr. Breeden.
Night, then.
By the way, is that car still out there?
Where?
It's by the schooling paddock.
Oh, I can't see.
I don't like people lurking.
You know Newmarket. Anyway, how do you stop them?
Well, good night, Maggie.
Good night, Mr. Griffin.
Neil?
Neil?
Oh, well. Blimey, some of you blokes are going to have to wait for your money. Yes, who's there? Oh, blast. Yes.
Oh, what? Ow!
Get up.
Now, look. You two. Now, there's nothing to steal. Well, don't point that damn thing at me.
You. You'll come with us.
Like hell I will.
Check that it's clear outside.
Oh.
Think of that.
And who exactly is this?
It is Griffon.
It is not Griffon.
Yes.
Griffon is an old man.
You didn't tell us he was old.
Well, we watched him all evening. He went round the stables, looking at the horses, at every horse. The men, they treat him as the boss. He's got to be the trainer. He's got to be Griffon.
Griffon's assistant. Stand up. Use your boot on him. All right, stop. Just put him in that chair. Griffon's assistant. Give me the gun.
Here.
No, the other. It is silence. This man is useless, and he has seen my face.
I am not Griffon's assistant.
Who then?
I'm his son. I'm Griffon's son.
Where is your father?
Hospital.
How long will he be in hospital?
I don't know.
Is he dying?
No.
What is the matter with him?
He was in a car crash a week ago. He has a broken leg, it's crushed.
Well, who will train the horses?
For the moment, I'm in charge.
But you are not your father's assistant.
He was driving the car. He's in a coma.
I will release you on certain conditions. If you do not follow my instructions exactly, I will put your father's training stables out of existence. Do not doubt. I have destroyed better things than your father's little racing stables.
We have 85 horses there.
Yes. So you must prevent me from doing this, huh? It is simple.
Well,
you will employ someone whom I will send you. You will employ him. And if you act in any way against this person, your father will have nothing to return to when he leaves the hospital.
And what work is this person to do?
He will ride the horses. He is a jockey.
I see. Well, we don't need a jockey. We already have Tommy Hoylake.
Your new jockey will gradually take his place.
Tommy Hoylake is one of the three best jockeys in Britain. Anyway, the owners would never agree.
You will persuade them.
How can I?
I have told you what will happen if you break my conditions. You can refuse. But then you will not leave this house. Not alive.
You're a destroyer and a murderer.
I am Enzo Riviera. I never murder. Unless the victim insists.
Who is this jockey?
He is 18.
18?
You will give him good horses to ride. He will ride Archangel in the Derby.
Oh, for goodness sake.
He will arrive at the stable tomorrow. He has not much experience in races. You will see he gets it.
And his name?
Alessandro. He is my son.
Hi.
Oh, morning, Maggie.
Have you been out to the yard?
I overslept.
You got rid of me before the party.
Hmm? What are you talking about?
The state of the office this morning.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Look, Maggie.
Mr. Neil. Where have you been all morning?
Hello, Eddie.
Moonrock's broken his off hind.
Oh, no. Where? In his box?
Aye. Must have got cast in the night.
You sent for the vet?
He's on his way.
Right. Let's have a look. Oh, Maggie, a chap may turn up. A young chap. Would you hold on to him and don't let him into the yard? I won't be long.
Okay. What's his name?
Rivera. Alessandro Rivera. What have you gone and done to yourself?
You think he'd know better his age?
Look at the shape of that hock joint, Ippy. Must be a real mess.
I doubt he'll walk again.
You know, he was such a great steeplechaser. A star. The first racehorse my father ever put me up on.
He was still going strong when I came. Your father used him as a hack. He'd never have put him down.
Well, it's a good thing he didn't see this then. Is that the vet?
That's him.
About time. You'd better get out with the second string, Ettie. I'll cope.
Thanks. What about the ground? I think it could be thawing.
Take them over to Warren Hill and use your own judgment about cantering.
Okay. Bye, old moon rock.
Every bloody horse on the heath's got colic or ingrowing toenails. You must be Neil Griffin.
Yes.
Sorry about your father. This the new invalid?
It's his off hind hock.
Let's have a look, then. Sorry about this. No point in messing about.
Well, it couldn't just be dislocated, could it?
No, the joint is shattered.
He's had enough pain. You'd better go ahead.
I'll give him a dose first. He'll feel nothing. Do you mind holding his head?
I can do that for him. Blast!
Moonrock?
He's gone.
I'm awfully sorry. How did it happen?
Got cast in his box. Well, it happens. They lie down too close to the wall, you see, and then when they want to get up, they find they're stuck. Sometimes they lash out in a panic, and this happens. Oh, grief.
You're looking pretty rotten. What happened last night?
Oh, nothing. Why? Oh, you mean the office, yes. Yes, I'm sorry, Maggie. I had some visitors, you know. And, well, there was a bit of a rag, and then I had to go out with them. I made a bit of an ass of myself. Oh, I've got a splitting head. What do you mean,
It doesn't sound like you at all.
Oh, doesn't it? Well, you've only known me a week. You haven't met the dark side of Neil Griffin.
I can't wait. By the way, that boy's come.
Oh.
In a dirty great white Mercedes with a chauffeur.
We'd better have him in.
He doesn't care to come in. Informs me he'll wait in the car.
Until the mountain goes to Mohammed? Okay, I'll take a look at him.
Cheeky young twit.
Maggie, I want you to do something for me.
Sure.
Telephone Mr. Breeden. Thank him for his offer to stand in for my father, but tell him I've decided to stay on and run the stables until my father's out of hospital. And then telephone my partner, Russell Arlott, to the same effect, and be very tactful with him because he and I've got a lot of other clients waiting.
But Nicola, are you
look,
sure?
Please don't argue. I save it for them because they'll have plenty to say, and I'm really not in the mood for it. Not just now, thank you.
Never mind, you're staying. Suits me.
Hello? I am Riviera, Alessandro.
Yes. I understand you wish to become a jockey.
Intend?
Well, no one succeeds as a jockey without determination.
I am accustomed to succeed.
How very nice.
I will start at once.
You're too late to ride exercise this morning. If you just wait here till I come back, we can discuss your position. I have a horse to see in the yard.
Only one?
Only one dead one, yes. Perhaps you'll find it warmer in your car. Etty?
Mr. Neil Levantia for Moonrock.
Yes, it's all right. I'll see to it, Etty. You get on out.
Thanks. Come on, you lot. Don't flag about, Sandy. Get your meat on his plate.
Mr. Neil, who's yon lad with the flash car?
Oh, he's a customer.
Customer? And you keep him waiting?
This one will not go away.
Oh, good.
Come on, then.
What is happening there?
Who gave you permission to enter the yard?
My father.
Your father?
What are those men doing?
They're winching a dead horse into that van. Want to come and see?
How did he die?
He was shot this morning.
I've seen dead horses.
I bet you have. This one was my father's favorite. I rode him when I was a boy.
But you have many others here.
What does that matter? Right, come in then. Maggie, this is Alessandra Rivera, Miss Lake.
How do you do?
Now, you want to start tomorrow?
Yes.
In what capacity?
As a jockey.
Well, no, there are no races yet. The season doesn't start for about 4 weeks.
I know that.
Now, what I meant was, do you want to work in the stables? Do you want to look after two horses as the other lads do?
Certainly not.
Then what?
I will ride the horses and exercise two or three times a day, every day. I will not clean their boxes or carry their food. I wish only to ride.
You're going to be popular.
Popular?
How much experience exactly have you had so far?
I can ride.
Race horses?
I can ride.
Have you ever ridden in any sort of race?
I've ridden in amateur races.
Where?
In Italy and in Germany.
Have you won any?
I've won two.
But now you want to become a professional, hmm?
Yes.
Right. Then I'll apply for a license for you.
I can apply myself.
No, you have to have an apprentice license, and as the trainer, I have to apply for it for you.
I do not wish to be an apprentice.
Unless you become an apprentice, you'll be unable to claim a weight allowance. Now, in England, in flat races, the only people who can claim weight allowances are apprentices. Without a weight allowance, the owners won't have you on their horses. And, in fact, you might just as well give up the whole idea.
My father...
I can't force owners to let you ride. I can only persuade. Without a weight allowance, they'll never be persuaded.
I wish to ride Archangel in the Derby.
What?
How dare you laugh at me?
Maggie, can I have one of those forms, please? Right, you'll need to sign this. And your father.
Yes, he will decide.
Good. When it's completed, you can start here.
Good heavens! Where on earth did you find him?
They found us.
The arrogance! What's he talking about? The Derby? Kid like that?
Oh, well, his father has extravagant ideas. We can play along.
Why? What's Eddie going to say? Who's going to muck out his horses for him? The other lads will love him.
Well, they just have to lump it.
Yesterday we were getting ready to hand over to Mr. Breeden. You were perfectly happy about it. Now you've decided to stay and you look perfectly miserable. All because of this youth.
What gave you that idea?
Your father won't be out of hospital till after the Derby, will he?
All I can tell you is... last night I met the most extraordinary man that I've ever encountered. I can't tell you... well, I can't tell anyone what happened because... for the moment, it's not safe.
Neil.
And I don't want you dragged into it. Now, I mean that.
Are you being threatened? Because if you are, the sooner the police are...
No, that's completely impossible. It's absolutely out. Don't you understand? Look, I wish I hadn't told you. Forget it, will you? Just forget it.
Yesterday you said I was someone to lean on.
Oh, Maggie, you are a very sweet girl. Well, I'd better go round to the yard. Oh, by the way, where do you go for lunch?
I don't. Sandwiches.
Come over to the house today. I've got something to wash them down.
Oh, what about you? Are you cooking for yourself?
Yes, so far.
Well, you can't do that for 3 months.
No, I can't.
Your father wouldn't.
Fathers. I'm seeing him this afternoon.
It's a hell of a drive for you.
Oh, well, it suits me. If my father was any nearer Newmarket than a London hospital, you wouldn't catch me hanging on here. But I could do with a treble brandy. In your company.
In that order?
Hello, Father.
Oh, it's you.
Is your leg hurting? I'll fetch a nurse.
No. Be better in a minute. Just had some tablets.
Oh.
Well, have you found someone to take over the license?
Can I make your pillows more comfortable?
No. Leave them alone. Have you found anyone to take over the training?
No, there's no need.
What do you mean?
I've decided to stay on myself.
You can't. You don't know a damn thing about it. You couldn't win a single race.
The horses are good, Etty's good, and you can just lie here and do the entries.
You will not take over. You will get someone who is capable. The horses are far too valuable to be messed about by amateurs.
I am
not... You will do as I say, do you hear? You will do as I say.
The horses will come to no harm.
Look, if you think just because you're a management consultant you can run a racing stable, you're a bigger fool than I thought.
Well, supply what the customers want and look after the costs.
I can't see you supplying winners.
I'll just remember all your good advice, Father. Years ago.
I'm not advising you now. I'm telling you. Get someone else.
The horses will come to no harm. But I must stay.
Yeah.
I have to. Ah. Oh, that's better.
How was he?
Well, they give him things for the pain.
Is he having a lot?
The bones aren't setting well and... well, you know, he's not young. He kept dozing off, which made it easier. But he was pretty angry about Moonrock.
Do you mind just staying on here?
Oh, yes.
Did you tell him about the Riviera boy?
No. No, I didn't want to bother him too much.
He's still going to be a bit of a headache, isn't he?
Oh, I can handle him. If his father keeps off. And mine.
You've met the father?
Oh, yes. I met him.
How do they get on? He and Alessandro?
I don't know. Respect? Fear? Or is the kid just spoilt rotten?
Obviously.
Anyway, you can't make a race jockey overnight. So it will be, interesting.
Aren't you taking a hell of a gamble with Etty and the general morale?
Oh, yes, more than that.
And your father.
Listen. When I was a boy, I feared... Yes, I feared and I loathed my father. Oh, he didn't beat me. I wish he had. No, he just isolated me. 3 or 4 days at a time, locked in my bedroom.
Oh, no.
Yes, that's why I never sleep in it when I come to this house now. He gave me horses to ride, and he thought he'd taught me obedience. He sent me to Eton. So I ran away on my 16th birthday, and he never forgave me. Big companies consult my firm, but he can't bear to trust me with his own business. And yet the father of that Italian youth, that swaggering, incompetent 18-year-old, trusts him to win the derby on Archangel.
Well, you know what I think about you.
Do I now?
I hope so.
Have another drink.
No, thanks.
Ah, yes. It is late. Well, you'd better get off home.
I'll stay if you like.
I'm sorry. I'm pretty whacked.
The way you men's minds work.
Don't give up the idea, will you?
No, I won't.
Etty, this is Alessandro Rivera. He's signed his indentures, so he starts today. Well, right now, in fact. What can we give him to ride?
He's apprenticed to us.
That's right.
But we don't need any more lads.
Oh, he won't be doing his two. He's just riding exercise.
All apprentices do their two horses.
Come on, how about a mount for him?
Well, there's Indigo.
Fine. Nice quiet start.
I don't wish a nice quiet start.
Alessandro, Miss Craig is the head lad here, and you take your orders from her.
Come on, boy, don't just stand there with your mouth open. You'll catch a bloody fly.
Come on, saddle up the rest of you.
I am not going to take orders from that woman.
Don't be silly. If you want to know, Miss Craig happens to be the best head lad in Newmarket.
I wish to ride Archangel.
One day, perhaps, you start on Indigo.
I can ride any racehorse on earth. I can ride exceptionally well.
I'll prove it. And I'll give you something better next time out.
My father will not let you treat me like this.
Your father said that I was to give you good horses to ride in races. He said nothing about bowing down to a spoilt little tin god.
I will tell him of your...
Oh, tell him what you like. But the more you run to him, the less I'll think of you.
I don't care what you think of me.
You're a liar. Hello, Maggie.
Hi. Well, you're looking better.
Oh, yes, I think I needed that ride.
How is Alessandro? I saw you put him up on Indigo.
Well, he could certainly handle that old horse.
He was dressed up like he'd just come out of a sports outfit. I wonder what the other lads think.
Just so long as they don't laugh at him.
Mr. Neil, that boy you've taken on, he'll have to go.
What?
I'm not standing for it. I'm not.
Well, what's he done?
Done? He's gone off in that stupid white car and left Indigo in his box with a saddle and bridle on.
Oh.
Just like that. And who does he think's going to take the saddle off and dry the rein off Indigo and wash out his feet and
yes,
rag him up and fetch his hay and water and make his
bed? I know. I'm sorry, Etty. I just don't think Alessandro will put his horse straight. have to get George to do it regularly. For a bonus, of course.
It's not a yardman's job to act as a servant to an apprentice.
Well, I know, Etty, but you see, he's not quite the normal sort of apprentice.
Normal? I should say not.
Well, if you could put that around. He has some romantic notion of wanting to be a top jockey. Well, he'll get it out of his system, and when he's gone, we can all get back to normal.
I think you might have consulted me, Mr. Neal.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry. It was all rather spur of the moment.
Does your father know?
The arrangement's not for my benefit.
Oh, well, then, if he wants it. But it won't be at all good for discipline.
Well, the lads will be used to him within a week.
They won't like it if you give him chances in races.
That's my affair.
Okay.
Etty, listen. Look, the season doesn't start for a month. Let's see how he makes out, shall we?
Griffon?
Rivera?
I do not wish to listen any more to this instructions from Miss Craig.
Oh, you don't? Well, I think she's been very patient with you.
Because you tell her my father pays for me to be here?
And what do you want me to tell her?
Well, that it is not true.
Oh, believe me, if it were true, you wouldn't be here a day longer.
Why not?
Because you're upsetting Miss Craig with all these dirty looks of yours, and you're annoying all the other lads.
I came only to ride.
Yes. Well, the horses we've given you, you've ridden perfectly well.
They are not horses, they are nothing.
Look, if you want to ride the best horses, you've got to try and get along with the staff.
I have been to see my father. He says that you should be treating me with deference.
Oh, really?
My father says, if necessary, Miss Craig must leave.
He does he?
And I must be given better horses to ride, and Archangel. Or he will show you that he meant what he said. And he told me to give you this, as a promise of what he could do.
What is it? Do you know what's in it?
No. I will see you tomorrow.
If you must. Helen, damn!
Silly. I thought that boy was beginning to... I thought we might actually make something of him.
Alessandro, try telling that to Etty.
But I was forgetting Daddy Rivera.
Has he been here?
In spirit. He sent me a present.
What is it?
I haven't looked yet. Oh, good grief.
Let's see.
No.
It's a little wooden horse. Oh, its back foot's broken off.
Yes, at the hock.
And a label. What does it say?
Moonrock.
Well, I don't think that's a very good joke.
Oh, it's no joke. Maggie, wrap this thing up, will you? And send it to my father's solicitor. You know Shepherd. Mm. Tell him to keep it with the sealed letter that I sent him.
Neil, what's all this about? Can't you tell
me? Later. I must go up to London and see my father. We have got to agree about Alessandro.
To kick him out?
No, to keep him. For the time being, nobody must do anything to upset Alessandro Rivera.
You really think I'd leave you a free hand in Newmarket? You?
Oh, thanks so much.
Now look. You tell Etty Craig I want a daily report of the work done by each horse and its progress.
All right. Have you got a list of the entries for us?
No, I haven't done the darn entries. It's this place, x-rays and fooling around with my leg drugs.
Well, shall Etty and I have a go between us?
No, certainly not. I will do them. When I've got more time.
Okay. And, Father, the new apprentice, Alessandro Rivera, you won't interfere.
What do you mean, interfere? What's he matter? You concentrate on saving my business.
All right, I will. Maggie Lake.
Hmm?
You'd be a nice girl to come home to.
Am I on overtime just now?
No. I'd be tempted to break the budget.
Okay, Mr. Griffin. My favours will be limited until you tell me how you got those bruises.
Bruises?
Your poor back and stomach. I happened to see you coming out of the shower.
Margaret!
You got them the night the office was wrecked, didn't you? And don't give me that nonsense about having a rag with your friends. Friends don't bash you in places like that.
Ah, you haven't had a public school education.
Neil, what happened? Something to do with Alessandro, wasn't it?
Maggie, leave it to me.
I don't want to. Tell me, I want to help.
You can't.
He looked so ghastly the day afterwards. All this trouble about your father and Moonrock and the money and this boy coming and throwing his weight around.
Moonrock. It has been worrying me all day. That little effigy. Would they have dared?
Neil, what are you hiding? What have you done?
What have I done?
I'm sorry. I just thought someone might be blackmailing you.
Oh, dear. No, love. It's a little cruder than that.
Tell me, then.
Okay. Will you fetch me another brandy?
Sure.
Go on.
Well, it must have been about midnight. You left the office about 9:30. You remember that car I asked you about?
Where was it they took you?
I don't know. Quite a distance, I think.
Did they kill Moonrock?
I can believe it.
Then you must go to the police.
Are you so sure that they could stop Enzo's vengeance? He made it pretty clear what the penalty would be if I tried to get help. Maggie, we've got over 80 horses here. It's £6 million worth of the finest bloodstock in the country. And do you think his killers would care if some of our people got hurt too?
But you can't carry all this alone.
I haven't. I've told you.
It's mad. You think that boy's got a hope in hell of riding a Derby horse?
No, but I've got to play them along.
The man's insane.
Yes, I think perhaps he is.
Neil, chuck it up. Go back to London.
Don't you see I can't risk it? You haven't met that man, Maggie. I haven't the slightest doubt that he'd do something appalling here. It would finish my father. And it wouldn't be very nice for Etty or the lads either, or you. My father would die knowing that he was right never to trust me with his business, with his people, or with his horses.
Fathers and sons, little boys and big bad daddies.
It's not funny.
No, it isn't. Haven't you thought if you kept all this to yourself and put one foot wrong, you might get killed?
Well, now you know.
Oh, Neil.
Etty, when you get back, we must do the entries.
Aye. It's now or never to put their names down for some of the Chester races.
Yeah.
And Ascot, and the Craven meeting here. Mm. I'll find time. But I wish you'd get rid of him.
Hmm? Oh, Alessandro. Yes.
Etty? Look at him. He's so much thinner. You don't think he's fasting?
No care. But if he wants to risk his neck, he can have traffic today.
That brute?
Well, someone has to ride him.
Alessandro! Alessandro! Hey, how much do you weigh?
Well, I will be able to ride at 6'7" when the races begin. Mm-hmm. I will be able to claim all the allowances. Now I'm a few pounds more, but I will lose them.
Fine.
All right, let's be having you.
I'm putting you up on traffic.
All right. He doesn't have to, Etty. Alessandro, now look, you don't have to ride traffic, only if you choose.
I choose.
Andy, bring him over.
Give him plenty of groom. That nasty little squirt needs ticking down a peg.
He isn't doing too badly. Alessandro, don't fight it. A bit more rein. That's better. Now, look, you don't have to take him out on the gallop. I mean, stay and get used to him if you like.
No, I go with the others. I choose.
Okay, but be careful.
Hold on to him.
You can see Warren Hill from here. They'll be going up it in a minute.
Worrying?
Well, traffic's always worrying. Mm. I'll wring at his neck if that boy gets thrown.
Then what would his daddy say?
Well, actually, I wasn't thinking about him.
Well, I shouldn't waste any sympathy on Alessandro. Insolent, obstinate, conceited,
bloody mind.
Just what my father used to say about me.
And were you?
Yes. Good heavens. Who's that charging up the hill? That's traffic. He's bolting away like fury. Damn!
Oh, dear. Is Alessandro still aboard?
Yes, yes, he is. He's just about hanging on. Can you see? Look, now he's swerving left-handed to Berry Hill. Now, if that animal's got any sense, he can cut back here now. No.
No chance. He's off to Lowestoft. Gosh, he's travelling.
Hell, when that horse bolts, he bolts. Blast. Well, where are the others? Where are they? I hope the hell that boy can hold on.
He seems to be coping.
No, he can only king and pray. I'm going to get the car. I'll try to intercept him on the main road. You coming?
Yeah, sure.
There they are, by the grave.
Oh, he's pulled up. He's okay. Are you all right?
Yes, of course.
Erdie's a difficult horse, you know.
Yes, I lost control.
You did well to stay on. Well, you'd better walk him back. Walk him till he's thoroughly cooled down.
Yes, I know. Come on. What's that?
What?
That mound.
Oh, we call that the boy's grave.
Grave? Oh, yes, it has some old flowers.
Well, there's a legend that he was a shepherd boy who went to sleep in charge of his flock. A wolf killed half of them, and the boy hanged himself. Fresh flowers are often put there. They say it's the gypsies. And that in May, the flowers on the grave are the colours that'll win the derby.
What flowers are black?
You're thinking of archangels' colours.
Why not?
The gypsies will solve that. If they have to.
Well, they look okay.
If you could ever call that lad okay.
Mm. I like his walk.
Oh?
The dignity, after that shaking. Mm. Yes, it's a pity he is what he is.
It's that thug who drives the car for him, that's
Carlo.
The one. Yes, he's the one I'm worried about. I mean, what's he going to say to the father about this episode?
You must stop worrying about that man. What about these races coming up?
Listen, I've knocked around a bit, but I have never met anyone like Enzo Rivera. He belongs in Broadmoor. We'd better not forget it. Morning, Alessandro. Feeling better?
My father sends you this.
Do you know what's in it? This time?
No.
You'd better get mounted. Maggie.
Hmm?
Open this parcel. I don't think I want to.
Mr. Neal.
What?
Indigo.
Indigo?
He's got cast in his box and broken a leg.
I see.
2 horses in 10 days. You wouldn't think it could happen.
No, you wouldn't. I'll be with you in a minute, Etty. We'll call the vet.
Right.
Well, what's in the parcel as if I didn't?
Another little horse with a broken leg and a label.
Indigo?
Yes.
No accident this time.
And it says, to endanger my son is to invite destruction.
How the hell do they do it? Get hold of the vet, will you?
Steady, old fella. Yes, that leg's gone.
Oh.
2 in 10 days. You're out of luck, Mr. Griffin.
I know.
What's this about a blood test?
Can we keep it private? A private blood test?
How private? The samples will have to go to the equine research labs.
With no name attached?
Oh, that's okay. Happens all the time. But you don't think someone doped this poor old horse?
Yes. I think he was given something to knock him out, and then his leg was deliberately broken.
Oh, glory. Well, I can't prove you're wrong without an X-ray.
No.
Tell you what, I've got a portable machine at home.
Oh, would you get it?
Okay. Look, I'll just freeze this leg so he'll be fairly comfortable.
But you'll take a blood sample first, and...
Sure, can do. You do realise I can't save this horse?
Yes. Just
Get him out of pain. It would have taken a hefty blow to smash this hock. Easier to break his pastern bone. Perhaps Moonrock's hock was a genuine accident. And just provided the idea.
No, I think some ape did both jobs.
Some strong ape?
Yes.
And you want evidence for the police?
Not for the police. Not yet.
Indigo. Indigo may have been no use to you because he no longer races. But if you cause the death of any more of the horses here, there'll be just one less for you to race. And you won't like that, will you?
I didn't cause the death of Indigo. I didn't mean him to harm Indigo. But he was angry because Traffic bolted with me.
Did you mean to kill Traffic then?
No.
But you whined to your father.
No, that is not true.
Well, who did?
Carlo, the chauffeur.
Well, you could have told your father that nobody tried to harm you.
You have met him. It is not possible to tell him things. When he is angry...
Isn't it?
He will give me anything I ask for. But I cannot talk to him.
He will give me anything I ask for, but I can't talk to him. That's what he said.
I've just found out Alessandro's local pound, the Forbury Inn.
Yes, that goes with a chauffeur-driven limousine.
He has a suite to himself, but he doesn't eat enough to keep a bird alive. The receptionist told me that every afternoon he goes off in a tracksuit to run.
Do you think we could find out if he gave any sort of home address when he registered?
I'll try, but it sounds as if his father's out of the country. Oh. There are quite a few continental calls, Alessandro and Carlo.
I bet.
You brought me the 64, Bollinger. I told you I prefer the 61.
Ah, you're feeling better then, Father.
Well, oh, yes, but I am, really. Alan, do you hear what I said? Pease pudding is not to go in the Lincoln.
Why ever not?
Well, how on earth do you expect him to be ready?
Well, he says he will be.
I will not have my yard made to look stupid by running hopelessly undertrained horses in important races.
Peace pudding runs badly. People will say it's because you're out of action.
Well, that's not the point, really. The point is the stud fees. If he runs badly, his future value at stud will be affected.
Father, you're scared of running peace pudding in the Lincoln no. because you own half a share of him, and his value is your investment. You own too many part shares in horses for safety. You can't charge full training fees on them, and so the money runs away, which I'm trying to stop.
I like your cheek.
Stop worrying. I could sell your half share before the race.
Which he hasn't a cat in hell's chance of winning. I tell you something, you're not staying on a minute after I get back.
No. But for the time being, you'll put up with me.
Well, seeing as you take no without so much as a buy your leave.
Well, I have to go. Oh, by the way, Father, don't sell Lancat.
I know what I'm doing.
He's going to be good as a 3-year-old. I believe me.
Goodbye, Father.
Bye. You don't know what you're talking about.